silver platter. An invitation to you to hear Jack Wagner with interviews and great new albums too. So stay a while for the songs and chatter designed especially to say, here's Hollywood on a silver platter. Let's get underway.
You, but I sure remember that one. Note for note, as a matter of fact. That's What, recorded June 13, 1947 by the King Cole Trio, written by Nat and his guitar player Oscar Moore, and produced by Alan Livingston. And this album of original Nat King Cole recordings is called The Vintage Years. Here's a delightful album designed for easy listening. It's by the duo piano team of Arthur Whittemore and Jack Lowe, and it's called Whittemore and Lowe Play for the Late Late Show, and features well-known motion picture themes. First of all, from this LP, here's the theme from The Bad and the Beautiful. Isn't that pretty? The theme from The Bad and the Beautiful, done for you by duo pianists Whittemore and Lowe, along with the Concert Arts Orchestra and Chorus, conducted by Glenn Osser. Whittemore and Lowe play for the Late Late Show. And encoring, here's the theme from The High and the Mighty. Theme from The High and the Mighty, again from the album Whittemore and Lowe Play for the Late Late Show. Easy listening sounds for you on our Silver Platter Show from Hollywood. Think I'll Go Somewhere and Cry Myself to Sleep is the title of this next album we're going to play. It's by Al Martino, who, at the time we were trying to make arrangements to have him on the show here for this album, was on an airplane somewhere between here and Australia. So I thought we'd recap one of our previous interviews with Al right about here, where he told the brief but interesting story of his background. And first of all, I asked him where he was from, and he said,
"A place called South Philadelphia, Jack. I've lived there all my life. I did live in the West Coast a little while, but I have my family back there." Mm-hmm. In Philadelphia, and I think I'm going to live there for a long time to come.
Seems like very often when I ask a singer where he's from, that's what he says.
Philadelphia. Right? There's something very strange about it. I know for the past 12 years, even the younger element, like the Fabians and the Avalons and the Bobby Rydells, they all come from Philadelphia.
Now, how did you get started in singing? Were your parents in the business at all? Or?
Well, no. At the time when I first started singing, I used to be in the construction business. I worked for John B. Kelly at the time. Mm-hmm. My father was a bricklayer, and so was I, and my entire family have been in this business. And I did little singing in those days, worked for a few nightclubs, and it wasn't until 1948 or 49 I went to New York City and tried the Arthur Godfrey Talent Scout show. And I was fortunate to win one of those shows.
Oh, yeah.
But it was about 2 years later, before I got a hold of a record contract.
Well, of course, in 1952, you had it. Your first hit.
In 1952 is when I got a hold of this song called Here in My Heart, and it did well over a million. And I was on my way then, I think.
Al Martino telling his own story on our Silver Platter Show. Now to Al's album, Think I'll Go Somewhere and Cry Myself to Sleep, and Al sings Husbands and Wives.
Two broken hearts, lonely looking like houses, where nobody lives. Two people each having so much pride inside, neither side forgives. The angry words spoken in haste, such a waste of two lives. It's my belief lies the chief cause and the decline in the number of husbands and wives. A woman and a man and a woman, some can and some can't and some can't. Broken hearts, lonely looking like houses, where nobody lives. Two people each having so much pride inside, neither side forgives. The angry words spoken in haste, such a waste of two lives. It's my belief lies the chief cause and the decline in the number of husbands and wives. Husbands and wives.
Roger Miller wrote that one. It's called Husbands and Wives, and it's in the album Think I'll Go Somewhere and Cry Myself to Sleep, starring Al Martino. Here's another Al Martino hit, instrumentally this time, however, by Ray Anthony. From his album of hit songs to remember, here's Spanish Eyes.
Thank you.
popular Ray Anthony sound there with Spanish Eyes. Some of the other hit melodies in this LP are The Shadow of Your Smile, What Now My Love, Yesterday, Michelle, Call Me, and a lot more. Ray Anthony's album, Hit Songs to Remember. Here's a sing-along album that's kind of fun. This one's called Sing the Top Country and Western Hits, and it's put together by Marvin Hughes and Ken Nelson. And looking over the titles here, I think this one might be the most familiar to you and fit into our show here. And although this is an accompaniment record, they put a little piano melody in there to help you out a little. So here's your chance. See if you're as good as Roger Miller on this one. And sing along with King of the Road. Sing-along there for you, King of the Road style. Marvin Hughes conducting the aggregation, as they used to say in the old days. Sing-along with the top country and western hits on our Silver Platter Show from Hollywood. Well, although we feature albums on the Silver Platter Show here, we do sneak in a single record now and then. Of course, a lot of singles are also available in albums, but this particular one I'm playing now happens to be a single version. At any rate, it's the talented Matt Monroe. And here he is to sing as he did for the end title of the motion picture, Born Free.
Born free as the wind blows, as free as the grass grows. Born free to follow your heart. Live free and beauty surrounds you. The world still astounds you. It's time you look at a star. Stay. You, you're free as a roaring tide, so there's no need to hide. Born free, and life is worth living, but only worth living, 'cause you're
was Matt Monro singing Born Free. And here are some free albums going to lucky Silver Platter winners. Looks like we have a pair of Dorothys here. Dorothy Rosenberger and Dorothy Yoho, who wrote that they hear the Silver Platter Show on KSPT in Sandpoint, Idaho.
And so it's over. Where did the moments go?
Well, although this get-together is over for now, we'll be back with more fine music and guests for your entertainment from our Hollywood studios, so be sure to keep your dial set right where it is, and drop me that line if you have time. George Irwin was our engineer, and this is Jack Wagner in Hollywood.
So long, so long, so long.